The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network
on News Talk.
And this is the Pat Kenny Show with Anton in for Pat, the one and only home care aficionado, hotelier and star of RTÉ's At Your Service. Francis Brennan joins me now. Francis, good morning.
Morning, great to be here.
Francis' latest book, The Homekeeper's Diary 2023, is published by Gill Books. It's out in all good bookstores now. And within it, there is an assertion, Francis, that I wish to challenge.
Oh, go on.
You have darned a sock.
Yes.
Yeah, I have not darned a sock, Francis.
I have darned a sock, yes. Only to learn how to do it, to be quite honest, right? Because I have so many pairs of socks, there wouldn't be a hole in any of them. I was talking to somebody about moving. I moved house in the last 6 months. And I was talking to somebody about moving house and all the clothes. I never wear clothes out as a person because I don't wear them all the time. I wear, like, the suit I've on me today now, I mightn't wear it for another 3 or 4 weeks. You know, so it's always rolling head. But then I see a suit and I like it and I buy it. And then I think, oh, I have all these suits. So the same with socks. I just never get a hold. People say, oh, I get holes in socks. Well, I don't know what you'd be doing with your holes in your socks. I never go.
Plus, it has to be said, we live in a disposable sock world at this point. It'll have to be
true.
A high-end one that you're going to darn. You mentioned the moving home. This, of course, is becoming a bigger issue for everybody because we are much more trapped in our homes, both through COVID and then culturally thereafter, because of the expense of things. A lot of people are socialising in the house, a lot of people are staying in. Give us the tips that you have within the book and beyond for making the home 5-star hotel, for the perfect environment in which to hang out.
Well, you'll love this now, because you have to buy Dunstore's linen from the Francis Brennan Collection,
yeah,
all right?
Thanks.
To get the hotel feel. I'm only joking about that. No, listen, do you know it's a very simple thing to make a house look lovely? Cushions. People always say, you know, like when you walk into a sitting room, I was actually staying with a friend last night. He's in America, so I'm all right. I was staying in his apartment, actually.
Does he know you were there?
Yeah. No, he does. Oh, no, good. He does. Yeah, yeah. I was talking to him on the phone. But I said to him, the only thing that's wrong here, Frank, is that the cushions on this sofa is desperate. Oh, he says, they're not meant to be there at all. He says, they came out of a box the day I was going to America and I threw them up on the sofa. I said, well, thanks be to God. But, you know, a cushion can lift a room no end. Or an accent chair. If you have a room that you're looking at all your life and the sofa is kind of mid-colour and it's not like it's just there, okay? If you pop a chair in with a bright colour and a cushion on it, you'll think, every time you go into the room, you'll think, brilliant. So you can do that quite
well,
simply.
Well, you see, this goes to the heart of what I think may be one of many differences between us. I would have thought that the point at which you decide I'm going to put a chair somewhere is when you find yourself standing in that corner thinking, I wish I had somewhere to sit. Otherwise, you don't need a chair.
No. It's to brighten up the room and make you feel great. It's all about in the mind, like sort of you go into the room and it's kind of always the same. Throw two cushions on the sofa and every time you go in, you think, oh, I love them. I know you will.
How often do you have to update?
In the hotel.
Well, in the hotel or in the home. If you're looking and saying, okay, what's the life cycle of tiles and bathrooms starting to look dated, of laminate flooring?
Well, you see, you never pick anything on your white tile. You're out of your mind if you put colour into a bathroom tile. Yeah.
Because it dates.
It's like the avocado sinks. Do you remember them
in the
late 50s, 60s, whatever it was, okay? And then you look and they go, oh my God. No, I would never put anything in to a bathroom only. A tile and a white tile with a wobble in it. You know, that sort of bump, because you never see the watermark from the shower that you don't clean every time you get out of it. Right.
And it's easier to tile as well, because a small tile with a little wobble forgives a lot.
Exactly. And a big tile is your better choice. People, you know, say, oh, I don't like the big tiles, but you've no grout then. And grout is...
You want very straight walls, Francis, for a big tile.
Well, I suppose
it's hard to get those edges right.
Funny enough, I did talk to people, somebody that moved to your house recently and we're doing the bathroom and the wall was so off... center. Well, now, of course, we're used to that in the park because every wall is off center because it's there since 125 years, whatever, probably, I don't know. But a big tile saves on grout and then you don't have any maintenance thereafter.
And what about bedrooms? Because I assume from the hotel industry, the moment at which they open the door to the bedroom defines their view of the hotel.
We would get every bedroom done every 7 years. So we would now during that time of the 7 years, there will be rooms that mightn't be used as much as other rooms. You know what I mean? Like we'd always use sea views first or something rather than a garden view or whatever it might be. So that mightn't be used as much. So maybe you get 8 or 9 years out of that room.
Have you any of the general rules like the white tile? Do you go wallpaper or not wallpaper?
We generally wallpaper behind to get a bit of a change. We wallpaper behind the bed and then we would use paint or distemper. What do they call it? You know, distemper is the old word. Oh, I'm showing my age now. Terrible.
Is distemper not something that animals get, like rabies?
No, that's... No, distemper used to be an old-fashioned whitewash that my grandmother used to use when we were having the stations. Now you're, I'm way back now.
Well,
I'm
this is
back.
Like, I remember there was an old line that said we were, what was it? We were too poor to paint and too proud to whitewash.
Yes,
that was
the
halfway
Well, we
between.
Used to whitewash, so we were, I don't know what we were then, because we used to have mass in the house every 7 years, and it was a great chance in the country to get your house all redecorated and redone, the parish priest to be coming and all that. Yeah.
How's business been?
Business has been, yeah, we've had a good summer in Kenmare. And certainly not as busy as last year, but that would be to be expected. Last year, everybody had to stay in Ireland. And when they got to the hotel or premises they were staying in bed and breakfast, they had to eat in that premises. You weren't allowed out. So food and beverage will be down considerably in the park. But that we expected that. We budgeted for that and we were fine. But I think a lot of people in Ireland thought that everything would always go up. So therefore, if they did 100,000 last year in food and beverage, they made it 125 this year, and it's going to be 85. Do you know, sort of, it won't be a huge drop, but it won't be anything like it was last year. So people have to get over that. A lot of people went abroad. I'm not worried about the industry for next year personally, because I think airfares are high and people will, with 3 or 4 children, will find it like not easy to go abroad now to Spain or Italy next year, because the price of the airfare will be high.
But that can't be great from your perspective. I assume much of your revenues is Yanks.
Yeah. But they never look at the price. They're all above that. You and they don't live like you and me at all. I know that's been unfair to them. No, we would a large proportion of our business was American this year, right? Yeah, it came back fairly strong. Yeah, but
and do you find the kind of things that we've seen with the potential or the pressure through COVID on the industry, to some extent, is that good from a competitive perspective because it pushes out the less well established hotelier?
Yeah, well, there would be a bit of that, right, yet. But, you know, if we're not busy in Ireland, if the bed and breakfast is not busy, we're not busy, because everything goes up. You know, like coming into Dublin tonight now, it isn't easy to get a bedroom in Dublin this week, let me tell you. And the price is frightening because it's just supply and demand, which is the way life is. OK, so the people go like bed and breakfasts are packed, I'd say, this week because Garth is in town and they're all going to the concert and taking an extra day and all the rest. So therefore, the price of hotels goes up because everybody moves up the ladder then.
And do you think at any point they need to be careful with that? Because one of the things that was said, I think the Indo did a thing where they looked at hotel prices within a 5 kilometre radius of Croke Park. And the cheapest one was 350-ish per night.
I'd say you're right, yeah.
And it had leaped from 150 the night before. So a tripling of price because Garth is on the way in. Is there ever a point at which the industry slaughters the golden goose by doing that?
Yeah, you always have to be careful. But the Garth Brooks week is completely separate to anything else. It'll go back in 2 weeks' time. It'll be back to fairly normal, okay? And everything will drop back. It's just...
Do you not see it regularly? Do you not see that when the INEC has something on, you get a spike in Killarney hotel prices, that when there's a big event on it...
That's never going to change. Because it's all to do with supply and demand. When the supply is full at the bottom of the ladder, everybody has to move up. And then the fellas at the top say, well, I'll get my top price. And he gets his top price because people just have to be there. You know, if you're coming in from New York today, you're not going to be saying, I'm not going to the Diddley-Doo Hotel because it's 370 tonight. You're just delighted to get a bed.
How dependent are you on the rest of the industry? Because I'm thinking about the Aer Lingus experience over the weekend.
Yes.
If that has a knock-on effect, for instance, on American tourists, do they arrive into the park seething mad and see it as all
because we're in Kenmare, it doesn't get them at the first day. Do you know what I mean? We never get Americans in off the first day.
They've cooled down by the time they get to you.
So because if they come into Shannon, they stay maybe in Killarney for 2 nights and then come over to us. Or if they come into Dublin, they'd only be us on their fourth or fifth night as they go around the country. So we never suffer from that. And we don't have that like early arrival thing, you know. Like the Boston flight comes in at 5:10 in the morning and they're in the hotel at 6 o'clock and the room is not going to be ready till after 12. That's a nightmare for people, you know, and Dublin suffers from that quite a bit and people do get annoyed.
Oh yeah, because there's no amount of we'll keep your baggage and I'll do what?
A lot of Americans would book the room from the night before, like an extra night. They'll book it from yesterday to have it for when they arrive at 6 o'clock.
Do you ever find when you finish up after a day's work in the park or elsewhere that you think, I want to shift into a ratty tracksuit. I want to have a Barca lounger lazy boy that the feet go up in. I want to sit down and be slovenly because I've had to be fancy all day long.
No, because I don't go home till late. So I go into the house, take off the tie and the jacket, all right, hang it on the stairs, go in and have a cup of tea, sit beside my lovely Aga, which I absolutely adore, and read the paper. I only read the paper at night.
But still in the dress shirt and
I'll have the shirt on me, yeah. But this could be now 9:45 or 10:30 at night, so you wouldn't
Do you own a tracksuit?
No, I don't.
You should try one. They're great, Francis. Of a Sunday afternoon with the papers in a tracksuit.
I don't own a pair of slippers because I always stay in my own shoes because I have a bad foot and I'm much happier in my own shoes than in slippers.
What do you do to the foot?
And I was born with that. It's a long story.
Were you?
Yeah, I have it all my life.
it came as a pair.
Yeah, no, I have. And I need a lift in my right shoe, you know, sort of. So if I'm not in my, if I'm in bare feet, I'm not a happy camper. I'm
really?
Much better. Yeah.
Because you've one longer than the other.
I've one foot longer than the other. And then I've no ankle out there. I don't ask me all the things that's wrong with it. But you know what's the best thing is? I walk every day. That's what I say. It's just brilliant. Because I could be with my leg in a sling and going nowhere.
Well, fair play. And you have, of course, that one darn sock that you keep as a souvenir of the experience of learning.
My toes sticking out.
The new book is The Homekeeper's Diary 2023, and it is by Francis Brennan. And it has, as always, because this is not his first rodeo when it comes to Homekeeper's Diary, it has loads of tips around things that you can do to make the house nice and recipes. And there is a diary attached so you can plan your year. Always a pleasure, Francis.
Yeah, and I'm out in Dunn's in Corners Court on Thursday evening from 7 till 9, from 5 till 7. If anybody wants to signed.
Pick up a tracksuit while you're out there.
Oh yeah, they're good for that.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.